Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks, but Wisconsin still leads Michigan 3-0, 3:22 left in period number three. We have lost our entire internet connection here in Ann Arbor, and I'm not exactly sure why. So right now, Brian Posick over the phone at Yost Arena, where the Badgers lead 3-0 and 3:22 remaining in period number three. Power play goal from Kukkonen in the first, a shorty from Listowski in the second, and even strength from Mosley to make it 3-0 near the end of period number two. 3:15 to go in the third. Badgers on the forecheck, but Ethan Edwards, the defenseman, one hand to pass up the middle to Hage. His pass to Shipsky didn't handle it, and the Badgers' Kukkonen takes it and dumps it in. Stein behind his net, throws it around the wall, kicked back deep by Kukkonen. Giving chase was Chietala, but said Michigan will escape its own zone, and Hage will heave it into the left corner. Care after it there. Nice play off the wall for himself to keep it away from Shipsky. Logan Stein was set to come out of his net for an extra attacker, and Michigan had way too many players on the ice, and a whistle stops play. 2:44 left in the third. It's 3-0 Wisconsin. Seattle is stick in the Michigan cage. Are they going to get Michigan for too many men? They should. Too many men on the ice on Michigan. Wisconsin's got to get a power play. This is the night, 1-4 so far. With 2:44 to go, Wisconsin has the lead, 3-0, and will go on the power play. Kukkonen scored a power play goal in the first period on a shot by Fitzgerald that Kyle just redirected in. Face off to the right of Logan Stein. And the Badgers lost with the puck. Sends it left wing now to Morrissey. Bumps it back to Lodge. Two defensemen out on this power play, and why not? Leading 3-0. Don't want to make any mistakes here. Morrissey's out there, Mosley and Finley. They're moving it around behind the net, just using perimeter play now. Really ragging time, basically. Finley sauces across left point to Lodge. Down to the corner, Morrissey. And now Morrissey's pass intercepted by Michigan. They can't clear. Dexheimer pressured out high by Ernesty, trying to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Lodge will, for a moment, steal by Dexheimer, walks in low left. Here's Morrissey, backside. Finley scores! Oh, the Badgers broke down the Wolverines. They lead 4-0, 2:04 to go in the third. It looked for a moment like Michigan was going to clear, but Lodge and Dexheimer prevented that from happening, and then Dexheimer made the play. Up to the slot, found Morrissey low left. Wide open was Finley. Low right, and he hammered it past Stein for Finley, his 12th goal of the season. It comes at 17:56. Wisconsin leads 4-0. Quinn Finley now tied for the lead in Division I hockey with 12 goals. That was a beautiful finish, and what a way to finish this game here tonight. 1:52 to go here in the third period. It's 4-0 Wisconsin. Puck back behind the Michigan net and out the center ice is Gettler. He's got the puck and he's dropping it down in. Badgers leading 4-0.
It's the Michigan Wolverines. Now on the attack, Hughes, kick save made by Wisconsin Scarfoni. Then sent back into the Michigan zone with 1:19 to go in the third. Headman now to Hallam. Up at center, Daskus can't play. Sent down towards Scarfoni. Big hit near side, Haiti on Dick. A penalty coming up on Michigan. The freshman, Hunter Haiti, took a run at Tyson Dick. And now we've got Luke Buss, Logan Hensler after Haiti. And the linesman has come in to keep him away from more Badgers. This has happened several times with Michigan. They got frustrated last weekend when they got shut out twice at Minnesota. Evan Werner took a run at Jimmy Snuggerud and got a one-game suspension for his cross-checking penalty. Werner not in uniform tonight. Now Haiti takes a run at Tyson Dick, and Dick remains on his knees in the Wisconsin zone with 1:05 left here in the third. Adam Morrison's our producer at Jefferson City. Adam, are we good over air or over phone, please? All right, we're over the air. Thank goodness for that. Badgers lead here 4-0, and Andy Rohde, the Badgers trainer, is now slowly walking Tyson Dick back to the Badgers bench. And the referees will confer, and Haiti's going to get 2 minutes. This game's going to end with a Wisconsin power play, but let's just hope that Tyson Dick's okay. We apologize for the technical difficulties. All of a sudden, the internet connection here at Yost Arena went dead. It's back up now. Owen Lindmark talking with one of the linesmen, and it looks like the referees are going to go into the penalty box and take a look at video replay to determine what they're going to do with this penalty. Why don't we take a one-minute break? Badgers lead 4-0, 1:05 to go in the third. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Just showed the replay of the hit that Haiti put on Tyson Dick a moment ago. And Owen Lindmark was chirping with a freshman defenseman. So was Zach Scholes. We get another look at it. And, you know, Tyson had his head down. He didn't have his head towards the boards. It was a very hard hit, but looked more shoulder to shoulder. I didn't see head contact, but now Barry Pockmara is going to come out and let everybody know exactly what the penalty will be. They're only going to put 2 minutes on the board for Haiti. So Haiti gets... Oh, Hensler, Logan Hensler got a 5-minute major for grabbing the face mask of Haiti, which I did not see. So a face masking major on Hensler, and then the interference on Haiti, both penalties at 18:55. And we'll be skating 4-on-4 for the completion of this hockey game. Actually, they gave Haiti two-minute minors, it looks like, which I'm not certain why they did that. I think they're still trying to get everything straightened away here. And they are. But again, 1:05 left. Wisconsin with a 4-0 lead. It was Finley from Morrissey and Dexheimer at 2, make that 17:54. 12th goal of the year for Finley. That really iced this hockey game. Dexheimer with a couple of assists tonight, 4 different goal scorers for the Badgers. And again, Hensler gets a major for face masking at 18:55. We're going to skate 4-on-4 to end this hockey game. And it looks like for Michigan, Daskus will serve the penalty to Haiti, and Mosley will serve Hensler's 5-minute major. Scholes, Phelan, Scholl, and Kukkonen on the ice for Wisconsin. And the puck deflects into the Michigan zone. Well, this is quite amazing, actually, when you think about the Michigan Wolverines, one of the more prominent scoring teams in the country. There's an interference penalty on Ernesy that was not called as he wiped out Kukkonen at center ice. Michigan with the puck, 4-on-4, fake shot Edwards, ran into Wisconsin's Phelan, puck played to the far side, Ernesy leans into Kukkonen to win the biscuit free. Big right-hander, turnaround shot, kneeling, gloving, saving is Scarfoni with 32.4 seconds left. I mean, Michigan got shut out in back-to-back games at Minnesota last weekend, first time shut out in back-to-back games in 80 years. And here the Wolverines could potentially be blanked again with 32.4 seconds left. They've gone 215-plus minutes without scoring a goal. That is unheard of in this arena. With the maize and blue, it just doesn't happen. But it's happening. Here's Hallam now. Walking the line, left wing Fantilli, 24 seconds left. Out to the point, muffed by Rayom Mullen. Taken away by Wisconsin's Horbach, and he'll send it back into the Michigan zone. Tommy Scarfoni tonight with 23 saves. Michigan was pushing early, but the Badgers countered, got a power play goal and a shorthanded goal, and Michigan hasn't been in it since. Steal by Lindmark, 2 seconds left, and the Wisconsin Badgers come on the road and shut out Michigan 4-0. And after the whistle, Lindmark whistled a wrister at Stein, who blockered it away, and a couple of Wolverines took exception to it. Tommy Scarfoni, second shutout in 3 games. The Badgers beat the 8th-ranked Wolverines by the final score of 4-0. Our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the Elf Call Center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, Laura.Berg at civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Badger Hockey also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. Wisconsin with a 4-0 victory here tonight against the Michigan Wolverines. Kyle Kukkonen got the Badgers going with a power play goal, deflecting a shot by Christian Fitzgerald. Logan Hensler also with an assist. Kukkonen's fifth goal of the year. 1-0 Wisconsin after one. The Badgers only had 5 shots on goal in the opening period. Michigan had 8. And then after a penalty on Wisconsin's Gavin Morrissey for tripping with 21 seconds left in the first, the Badgers were shorthanded to start the second. But Sawyer Scholl won a faceoff, and Cody Laskowski lasered a shot past Logan Stein. A shorthanded goal for Laskowski, his fourth goal this season. The Badgers had a 2-0 lead and then dominated the second period by shooting the Wolverines 18-5. Wisconsin would add on. Rylan Mosley, his eighth goal of the year at 17-17 from Zach Scholes and Ben Dexheimer. Then into the third period, Quinn Finley put it away with a power play goal, his 12th of the season at 17:54 for Morrissey and Dexheimer. The Badgers win here tonight 4-0. Tommy Scarfoni stopping 23 shots, and he earns the victory with his second shutout in 3 games. Let's get to our stars of the game, brought to you every game by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Paul Capobianco downstairs doing some work with the UW Athletic Communications. So I'm going to name our 3 stars here tonight. And let's go with star number 3. Third star here tonight we're going to give to Owen Lindmark. Lindmark, the captain, kind of set the table here a little bit. Excellent work on the penalty kill with Jack Horbach and Sawyer Scholl and Gavin Morrissey and Cody Laskowski. The Badgers a perfect 4-for-4 on the penalty kill this evening. And Lindmark won 17 of 24 faceoffs. So Lindmark is our number 3 star. Our number 2 star tonight we'll give to Tommy Scarfoni. 23 save shutout for Scarfoni, who picks up the win. Career win number 61. So the reigning number 1 star in the Big Ten shuts out the 8th-ranked team in the country. The number 1 star we'll give to Quinn Finley, who scored his 12th goal of the season, a power play goal that put this away. You really could give stars to so many different people, but that will be the way we go here tonight. Wisconsin, a 4-0 win over Michigan. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Back at the Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin, with an excellent effort tonight. We had some technical difficulties, and Paul Capobianco is completely out of breath as he ran up and down the stairs here to get. Who did you have on the Big Ten Network after the game?
The shutout person, Tommy Scarfone, of course.
Shutout person, yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We end up with 23 saves?
23 saves. Who would you have given your three stars to?
He would have been my number one star for sure. 23 saves. He was outstanding in two out of three games with a shutout. That's impressive.
Yeah.
The third star was going to go with Kyle Kukkonen just to get the Badgers on the board.
Yeah.
Kind of get things rolling for them. The first period was pretty good for Michigan, but the Badgers ended up with a 1-0 lead. And then I loved the way Daniel Lotch played tonight. I mentioned him a few times. He almost had a couple of goals. He was so calm in the defensive zone, and kind of whenever things went haywire, he kind of seemed to be the guy that step in and kind of stop that short.
All right, so let's go. Lotch then is the third star, right? And you had Kukkonen in the second star and Scarfone the one. All right, I'm just going to change it. All right, forget it. All right, let's get to our energizing performance of the game, brought to you every night by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. The energizing performance?
Oh, that one was early in the second period. Badgers, again, had the 1-0 lead, but Michigan played pretty well in the first, other than all the block shots by the Badgers. But just 20 seconds in off a faceoff, Cody Laskowski does a little spin off the faceoff, kind of just gets knocked down or on his knees and gets back up. Or I guess I'm making that part up. He wasn't on his knees. But he spun around, and the puck was right in his wheelhouse. Took a shot, short side high, a beautiful shot. Got the Badgers a two-goal lead on a shorthanded play, and that second period was outstanding for Wisconsin. They kind of took it from there.
Yeah, it was nice. So Cody Laskowski, our energizing performance of the game. Quite an effort here tonight. I think a team effort is a good way to put it, don't you?
I agree. The first, again, they just mentioned the block shots, 15 in the first period. That's equaled the team's season high for a game in just one period, and then Tommy Scarfone was excellent. Badgers got contributions from all over, shorthanded, a couple power play goals, even strength, and come away with a 4-0 win. That looks pretty nice on the scoreboard.
It does. Nice job tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Sure, that's Paul Capobianco. We'll hear from assistant coach Nick Oliver in just a moment. Wisconsin, a 4-0 win at Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
And the Ad Council.
Don't deceive me. This is the first time that Wisconsin has shut out Michigan in Ann Arbor. The first time Wisconsin shut out Michigan in Ann Arbor since 1931. A 0-0 scoreless tie, if my eyes don't deceive me. Nick Oliver, assistant coach. That's crazy.
I wouldn't have known that. I'm glad you got the historical fact book.
Yeah. Congratulations. A nice win. You know, we all thought Michigan going to Minnesota, getting shut out twice, they'd be coming here, you know, loaded for bear and wanting to just get after you. And they did get after you. But, boy, your team defensively in that opening period, they had chances, but they didn't get through. The 15 block shots in the first period, Nick, plus your goaltending, Tommy Scarfone, that's pretty good. What'd you think?
Yeah, you're spot on. And we knew they would push back on home ice, and thought we had to take a few punches there in the first period, which we did. And Tommy was great in the pipes for us when we had breakdowns. He was really good there. Obviously, we get the power play goal to go up one, but I didn't think we were as assertive or on our toes as we would have needed to be. And they had a good push, and give our guys credit for a good reset there at the first intermission, and came out and had a strong second.
That was a big shorthanded goal, too, by Cody Laskowski. Your penalty kill is a hole, but when you get a goal on your penalty kill, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, especially that early in the period, right? They, like I said, they had some momentum going into the break, and I thought we did a good job of just settling some things down and coming out knowing we had a minute 30-plus to bite off on a penalty kill, and to get that goal when we did, I thought was big, and allowed us just to take a bit of a deep breath and finish that kill off and then go back to work.
Talking about it was a team win tonight. I mean, I was looking at the block shots. There were 28 total block shots, and I think 15 of your, what would that be, 19 skaters had block shots tonight? I mean, that's what you want from a team, right?
It's awesome to see, and you see the bench and the guys rally around things like that.
Yeah.
We knew coming into this building against this team we were going to have to defend well. Very good offensive team, good in transition, good with their offensive zone movement, so we knew we'd have to, like I said, play a tight defensive game. And when there were breakdowns, I thought guys did a great job of willing to do those hard things in terms of blocking shots. And like I mentioned earlier, Tommy did a great job when we didn't get blocks. He was kicking in there.
Yeah, you know, he seems to have really settled in. You know, and it must be odd for in this day and age when players are transferring from one school to another, from one conference to another. Things are different in one conference compared to another. It's going to take a little time for guys, isn't it?
No question. And I think he's done an unbelievable job here the last stretch of games of really settling in. And his practices have been really good, too. Not that they weren't early, but I just think he's hit another level of focus, of execution. We're seeing it every day in practice, and he's been getting the results on the weekend, too, with his play.
Your offense is picked up the pace, too. Not just even strength, but that power play's been clicking here pretty good lately. I don't mean to jinx it, but what's been the difference, Nick?
No, I think they're attacking. And when you watch them play out there, like there isn't a lot of overpassing or trying to be too cute with things at times. Like I think they're doing a good job of retrieving pucks. I think you saw that tonight. A lot of battles on the wall where we were able to get numbers to it, win a puck battle, get out of that pressure with support, and then attack back to the net. I think in those situations, our guys, like I said, they're attacking right now. And pass, shoot, recover the puck, do it all over again. And it's been simple and direct, and the guys have been executing on it.
It's been fun to watch. Badgers 5-1-1 in their last seven games. Thanks for coming up. Good luck tomorrow against Michigan.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. Nick Oliver, Badgers assistant coach, joins us after Wisconsin's 4-0 win over the Wolverines. More coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Basketball fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers on the road here to wrap up the first semester of play, taking on the 8th-ranked Michigan Wolverines, who had been shut out in back-to-back games at Minnesota last weekend. You wouldn't think that the Wolverines would get shut out in three games in a row, but hey, that's why you play the game. Here are the calls of the game. 10 seconds left on the power play. Here's Fitzgerald now, goal line right. Daniel Lotch out on the ice right now. The Badgers defensive pair with Hensler. Turnaround shot, Fitzgerald, Kukkonen deflects it in. A power play goal, Wisconsin leads 1-0. Adam Fantilli, former Hobie Baker Award winner here just a couple of years ago. Shifsky steal, man open, wide open, right in front of the net. Oh, Scarfoni, he stones Moldenauer. As a senior, though, he had a 9-10 save percentage for one of the worst teams in college. Hockey turnaround shot, Liskoski scores! Off the draw, a shorthander by Liskoski. The Badgers lead 2-0. Stein did not see that one coming. Tied up by Fantilli. Snaps off a pass, Dexheimer. Straight away, Scholes back pedal, shoots. One through traffic, got through, rebound, Badgers score! Rylan Mosley! In the vicinity, Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead. Cuts to his left past Liskoski. Fires one off balance and a save made by Scarfoni. Hard to the net went Ernest. He couldn't collect the rebound. Big save by Scarfoni. And now Mellenbacher in pursuit of Rayon Mullen. Turnaround shot didn't get through. It's loose in front of Scarfoni. Pushed out by Shifsky. Kept out by Scarfoni. Loose puck. Hage with a chance. Now Scarfoni dives back towards the goal line. Where's the puck? It's underneath him. Tommy Scarfoni. The Badgers still leading 3-0. Excellent goaltending and swarming defense by Wisconsin.
Trying to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Lodge will for a moment. Steal by Dexheimer. Walks in low left. Here's Morrissey. Backside. Finley scores! Oh, the Badgers broke down the Wolverines. They lead 4-0. 2:04 to go in the third.
And my thanks to Adam Morrison. We had some technical issues here tonight, but we got what we needed on the air. All four of Wisconsin's goals and a victory as well. So, again, recapping the scoring here tonight, Kyle Kukkonen from Christian Fitzgerald and Logan Hensler, a power play goal at 8:35. Kukkonen's fifth of the year, 1-0 Wisconsin after one. Cody Liskoski, a shorthanded goal at the 22nd mark of the second period. Sawyer Scholl, the lone assist. Fourth goal of the year for Liskoski. Badgers up 2-0. Rylan Mosley, who was just named an alternate captain this week, netted his eighth goal of the season from Zach Scholes and Ben Dexheimer at 17-17 of the second period. So 3-0 Wisconsin after two. And then Quinn Finley, his 12th goal of the year, came on a power play from Gavin Morrissey and Dexheimer at 17:54 of the third, 4-0 Wisconsin, a winner. 28 shots on goal for the Badgers tonight, 23 for Michigan. Wisconsin, 7 penalties for 25 minutes. One was a 5-minute major on Logan Hensler and a 10-minute misconduct for grabbing a face mask of Hunter Haiti, the freshman defenseman who took a run at Tyson Dick at the end of the game. Michigan, 8 penalties for 16 minutes. The Wolverines went 0-for-4 on the power play. The Badgers were 2-for-5. Wisconsin also won 28 of 53 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark, 17 of 24 in the circles. 28 block shots tonight for the Badgers. Ben Dexheimer should have been one of the stars of the game. He had 2 helpers and 4 block shots. Morrissey and Phelan both had 3 block shots. Meanwhile, Michigan held scoreless for the third straight game, leading their way in shots on goal. Ethan Edwards, Garrett Shifsky, and Nick Moldenauer, along with Josh Earnessy, all had 3 shots on goal. Logan Stein, 24 saves tonight, but he takes the loss. He's 6-4. Michigan fell to 10-6-1, 4-3 in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, the Badgers individually, we mentioned the 2 assists for Dexheimer, goals by Kukkonen, Mosley, Finley, and Liskoski. An excellent night for so many young men here tonight. Tommy Scarfone, 23 saves. His second shutout in 3 games. His record now is 6-5-1. The Badgers are 7-9-1, 5-6 in the Big Ten. Took 2 hours and 8 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 5,800 fans. Wisconsin knocks off 8th-ranked Michigan by the final score of 4-0. And with a win tomorrow, the Badgers would get to 500 in the Big Ten and one game over under 500 overall, with a couple of weeks off before the Quick Trip holiday face-off at the end of December at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. My thanks to Adam Morrison, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, Paul Capobianco as well. I'd like to thank everybody for sticking with us tonight and dealing with some of the technical difficulties, but we got her done. So did the Badgers here tonight by a final score of 4-0. Tomorrow night's series finale, we're on the air at 5:30. Face-off just after 6 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score here from Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin 4, Michigan nothing. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. 2 takeaways on this. 1, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial.
Song.
Yeah, his voice is fabulous.
Great. I just love the whole, I don't know, the cadence. Or they have kind of a Radiohead type feel, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting to listen to him now, knowing he came out of California most recently in a punk band?
Right. Yeah, that's funny. It sounds like kind of a departure from punk. That doesn't necessarily sound like punk, and I wouldn't call the other songs you sent punkish either. I don't know. It's interesting.
No. This is the new of this band, and it's again. It's not even a big band. You know, 3, 4, 5 guys. It's just himself and another person. They released this song within the last year. It's a song that he had written while he was in California. So obviously, trees are inspiring, which is why the Trembling Giant and A Grove of Trees. So you can kind of hear that nature perspective changing the way he's doing his music.
That's fantastic. Well, that
should
be fun.
Isn't that interesting?
So how many songs typically during a Live in the Lair segment, Terry, do your guests play? Like 3?
No, we can get up to 6 songs that hour with them. Yeah.
Okay.
So he has 2 new songs as the new version of the Trembling Giant, but he's been working on all these brand new songs no one has heard yet. So that is going to be a treat, and then he's going to start booking some shows so everybody can go see him live.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Conrad and I only have 1 song between us, so we should probably not accept your invitation at this time to be on your show, but we appreciate
it. Well, if you can work a little more on those songs, we would definitely love you to visit.
If you get desperate, yeah. I don't even know if we're qualified to be in the studio audience, but thank you. All right, so let's move on to our second. This gets me very excited.
Me too.
Your next band, tell us all about them and what we'll be hearing, because I love these guys.
And this I have to say, comes as a recommendation from you, Pete Schwabba.
Well,
how about that?
Happy to help. Yes. I mean, it was a no-brainer. These guys kind of blew me away. Like, when I hear of a band in a small town, you just kind of go, oh, maybe these guys are good. And then they came in here and rocked the place.
Yeah.
So it was just, I was happy to refer them, and I'm glad this worked out. So they're going to be on the show soon?
They are going to be on Max Inc. Radio, our music show, very soon. But before that, we are giving everybody a little taste of what Radio for Pets is all about on our new Wisco Weekend show this weekend. And again, that's on Green Bay and Oshkosh. Yeah. You can get it on the podcast. It is such a fabulous show. And the theme for this weekend is animals and pets. It's that generic of a theme, but we all run in different directions. And I thought, a music segment about animals, what am I going to do? And then I thought, Pete recommended this band called Radio for Pets.
Nice pull.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh boy, am I stretching on this one. But in a pre-interview with Billy Block, the lead singer, I found out how much animals actually mean to every member of the band. In fact, talking with Billy, he said they recently did a fundraiser, an awareness raiser with the Humane Society in the Green Bay area, where they posed with kittens that need a home. Oh, my gosh. I said, okay, you guys are perfect. And they said each of them do have animals that they love. He did introduce me to his animals. He has three cats, a dog, a lizard, I don't even know whatever else, but he's got his own zoo in his home, so I can understand where the love of pets and animals comes from. So I love how it tied in, and I wasn't even sure that would happen, Pete.
That's so great that it worked out like that. And you know, when they came in here, Terry, I say they're from my hometown. I think two or three of them are, but a few of them live in Green Bay now. I think Sam, one of the guitarists, is still up in Menominee, Michigan, and he does community theater there too, and he's hilarious. So I had no idea what to expect, but these guys came in and they were just so down to earth. I'm like, these guys seem so normal. How can they have that punk vibe? And then they started playing, and even with acoustic guitars, because they couldn't plug in here, they sounded amazing. So why don't we do a quick break, and then we'll hear the song when we come back and we'll break it down. But
you got it.
Anything else you can tell us about these guys before we hit the break?
I love the idea that they don't just sing about pets. Sometimes they actually are in the communities they live in, trying to help support getting animals that need a home or help. That just says so much to me, as you said, about these guys being down to earth and actually caring about their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Terry Barr is here. It's a bar band Friday night. When we come back, we just heard Trembling Giant. They rocked. And when we come back, quickly becoming one of our favorite bands, we will hear from Radio for Pets, and we'll break it down with Terry on our last segment. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell the sky.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
All right. We are back on a Bar Band Friday night with one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr, who brings us great music every week. We just heard Trembling Giant and a song called I Am a Robot, which was incredible. And now we're discussing one of our, both of our new favorite bands, Radio for Pets. And what is this song called, Terry?
This is About Nothing. And when I asked Billy Block, the lead singer who does a lot of the songwriting, what it's about, and he said, well, can you guess? It's about nothing.
How nihilistic.
Yeah. Yeah. He said the song is what it is. And again, back to the whole idea of how much they love their pets. He wrote it for his cat, with his cat sitting next to him.
Aww.
And I just love the thought of that. As you listen to the words, it doesn't sound like he's writing about a cat, but it's still a super fun song.
Bunch of softies, these punk rockers.
All right. Wow, and so cute, if I may add.
Let's hear from Radio for Pets. This is the song About Nothing.
So is
That is fun stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to see them live. They are not doing any live shows right now because they're working on an entire new album. And Pete, if you've ever wanted to be a drummer in a punk rock band, here's your chance. They're looking for a drummer,
too. Oh, I could play the bongos.
Well, that might work, especially when you're doing an acoustic show.
That is fun. Well, they are fantastic. And let's keep in touch on this because I want to see them live desperately. And I think they're so great. And good luck. Thank you for all you do for New Wisco Weekend. It's such a great show, Terry. And have a great show tomorrow night with Live in the Lair with Trembling Giant. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you guys have a great weekend. And all the listeners, thanks for listening.
You're welcome. All right. That's Terry Barr. One of our Nightlight besties. She will be back, as she always is, next week, I hope, with new music. And tune in Monday night, folks. We will talk local acting and casting with Heather Arendt, and comedian Rob Breckenridge will be in the studio. Thank you so much to all of our guests tonight, Nikki Zurjev, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr. Until next time, good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll continue a conversation with author Laura Bird, full of recommendations for books that also make great holiday gifts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A possible change of mind for the suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Luigi Mangione is behind bars in Pennsylvania, and Manhattan's district attorney now says the 26-year-old may waive extradition. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Up until recently, he was saying he wanted to fight it, which could put it back 30 days. We're kind of up in the air. We're sort of, all of us covering this story, we're just waiting to see. Is it going to be, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or is it going to be after the new year?
Investigators say they have evidence suggesting the suspect knew the insurance company was hosting its annual investor conference in Manhattan before the shooting. The NYPD also tells CBS News Mangione was not a United Healthcare client. Where are they coming from? Who is operating them? And there are a lot of theories, especially online, as hundreds of drone sightings are reported in four eastern states, mostly New Jersey. CBS's Tom Hansen.
They appear only